Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hey everyone, it's me, your friend Laura Adams, in your ears again with another weekly episode of the Money Girl Podcast. If you're new to the show, I'm so glad to have you here. I'm a personal finance expert, author, speaker, and consumer advocate based in Austin, Texas. And if you're a longtime listener, thank you very much for being a part of this community. I've been hosting this show since 2008 and love connecting with you here. The mission for this show is to give you the knowledge, resources, and motivation to manage your money the best ways possible and create a richer life. If you're enjoying the show, a great way to give back is to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. That helps us stay visible so new listeners can find the show and I can help them get the inspiration and information they need. Today's show is for anyone who wants great credit, and I hope that's you. There's a lot to know about credit, and we don't really learn very much about it in high school or college. It's one of those topics that you just kind of have to pick up on your own. So I try to do a lot of topics about credit to fill in that education gap for you. And today's show is going to talk about your rights regarding credit. There are a lot more rights that you have than you probably know, and knowing those rights can help you build credit, qualify for the best financial offers, and save money. So I hope you'll stick with me. Even if you already have great credit, I think it's very important to understand your consumer rights when it comes to credit. So we're going to cover 9 credit rights. And as always, you'll find the notes for this and every show with links to some free resources that I mentioned and the full archive of podcasts in the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com. This is episode number 545, 9 Credit Rights You Should Know, A Guide to Consumer Protection. Most of the credit rights that we have come from a law called the Fair Credit Reporting Act, or FCRA. And as I mentioned, you may not be fully aware of your credit rights. It's a very long regulation, and I'm not going to go over all of it here, but I'm going to summarize what you should know about this federal law with a quick guide. So we're going to summarize it down to the 9 most important rights that I think can help you build credit. So let's dive right in. The first right that you should know is you have access to your credit reports for free. This is really important. I think it's often underutilized. The fact that you have the ability to review your credit reports and know what's being reported about you. So the 3 nationwide agencies, which are Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, they keep your credit information. And by law, they have to provide you with a credit report for free every 12 months if you request it. So if you don't request it, that's really on you. It's very easy to get it. You can get it directly from the credit bureaus or from the official credit reporting site, annualcreditreport.com. However, there are many places where you can get your credit reports for free as often as you like, more than once a year. And these are places like Credit Karma, Credit Sesame. You can even get them with certain financial institutions like LendingTree or credit card issuers like Discover. And I'll put links to all of these in the notes for the show. So to get a report, you do have to verify your identity. So that typically means you have to provide a social security number, current or previous addresses, and you usually have to answer some random questions about your accounts. Maybe they may ask about the range of your monthly payment on a car loan or a mortgage, or the year you took out a mortgage, for instance. So you're entitled to a free report as long as you can verify your information. You're also entitled to a free credit report in certain situations. For instance, if you've been turned down for a new credit account, if you believe that you're the victim of identity theft, if you're receiving public assistance, if you're unemployed but looking for employment. So these are situations where you can get a free report even if you've already gotten your freebie that you get once a year. All right, the second credit right you have is the ability to request your credit scores. Now, when you view your credit reports, what you're going to notice is that they do not include credit scores. Why? Well, there are actually hundreds of different credit scores that are used by lenders and merchants that evaluate you based on the information in your credit report. So those are two very separate things. Each of the nationwide credit agencies do have a credit score and they sell them, and you have the right to request your credit score from the major credit bureaus. However, unlike the free credit report rule, the credit agencies can and usually do charge you for scores. Now, instead of being forced to pay for scores, what I recommend you do is you sign up at some of the free credit sites out there where you can get both your credit reports and your credit scores for free as often as you like. And these sites may offer one or two different types of credit scores. They may show how those are trending over time and even offer guidance for improving your credit. And again, I'll include links to these in the notes for the show. The third credit right you have is restrictions on who can access your credit reports. Credit bureaus must limit who can see your credit information. The only people or companies allowed to access your credit reports are those with permissible purpose. That's a legal term, permissible purpose. For instance, companies where you've applied for a loan, a credit card, or to lease an apartment. Here are some more examples of companies and organizations that the law deems as having a valid need to access your credit information. Existing creditors that you have a relationship with, debt collection companies, insurance companies, employers or prospective employers, with your permission, and I'll talk more about that in a moment, phone and utility companies, and certain government agencies, or in response to a court order or a subpoena. You also have the right to know who has requested your credit report in the last year, or if it's for employment-related requests, you can see who's requested it in the past 2 years. And that's easy to see. It's typically at the bottom of your credit report. You can see the inquiries there. Okay, the fourth right you have is to dispute information in your credit reports. If you believe your credit report contains inaccurate or incomplete information, you can file a dispute with the credit agency. And they make it very easy to do. You can call in and do it by phone, but it's also very easy to do online. By law, the agency has 30 days to complete an investigation and resolve your dispute. So don't tolerate any errors in your credit files. In a lot of cases, errors can be dragging down your credit scores without you even knowing it. So when you see those errors, the sooner you get them corrected, the sooner your credit scores can improve. The fifth right you have is to have inaccurate information removed or corrected. So if you do dispute something in your report and a credit investigation finds that your disputed information is inaccurate, or if the information cannot be verified, the credit agency must correct it or delete it from your credit report. However, if they find that the information is actually accurate that you're disputing, they're going to keep it in the credit file as is. But here's what you can do. If an investigation doesn't clear up the matter to your satisfaction, you can ask to have a statement added to your credit file explaining the situation, so explaining it from your point of view. Just be sure to keep it brief. You don't need to write a book to put in your credit file. You want to keep it to 100 words or less. And that's because in a lot of cases, only a portion of your statement may be visible to potential creditors and merchants. So keeping it short and sweet, make sure they're going to get the gist of what you're trying to say. The sixth right you have is to exclude negative information from your file after certain time limits. Hey there, I want to tell you about one of my favorite podcasts, Freakonomics Radio. Every week, host and best-selling author Stephen Dubner dives into the hidden side of business, economics, and so much more. He interviews CEOs, historians, and Nobel laureates to explore all kinds of topics, like why the best employees can make the worst bosses, and how whales went from being economic engines to environmental icons. If you're a curious person looking to better understand the world around you, you'll find everything you're looking for on Freakonomics Radio. Listen wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, back to the sixth right we were talking about, which is excluding negative information after certain time limits. So the FCRA specifies how long credit bureaus can keep certain types of information on your credit reports. Negative information, such as accounts with late payments or any accounts that may be in collections, generally must be removed 7 years after you first became delinquent. However, sometimes the bankruptcies and unpaid tax liens may stay in your credit file for 10 years or longer. So be sure to check the age of your credit accounts when you review your credit reports to make sure that any with black marks are removed on time. The upside is that accounts with only positive information actually stay on your reports longer. They stay there for 10 years. And if you want to learn a little bit more about negative information on your credit reports, I want to recommend that you go back and listen to podcast number 539 called 9 Negative Items That Stay on Your Credit Reports. The seventh right you have is consent for an employer to access your credit data. Even though an employer or potential employer can request your credit report and review it, in most cases, they can only do so legally if you give your written consent. Also, employers receive an abbreviated version of your report compared to what a potential lender would see. Having a history of negative public records or a lot of debt could be a red flag for employers, especially when you apply for or you have a high-level position. Also, certain industries, such as finance, medicine, and government, may scrutinize credit more carefully. The eighth right is notification about adverse credit actions. If a potential creditor or merchant uses information in your credit report to deny your application for credit, insurance, or employment, or they take any other adverse action against you, they have to tell you. This could include an unfavorable change with a current employer or merchant, such as getting fired or being charged a higher insurance premium. The company that reviewed your credit file must also provide the name, address, and phone number of the Nationwide Credit Bureau where they got the information. This is known as a notice of adverse action. So if you get one of these notices that you weren't expecting, be sure to review your credit report and check for any errors. And the ninth credit right that you have is to opt out of pre-screened product offers. You may not realize that many of the offers you receive for products, such as credit cards and insurance, are due to your credit. The credit bureaus sell your information to companies that want to pre-screen you, but the bureaus must remove your name and address from marketing lists that they sell if you ask them to quit sharing your data for those purposes. The official website to opt out of pre-screen lists is called optoutprescreen.com. You can opt out of offers for 5 years or opt out permanently or even reverse the action by opting back in if you wish. What we've covered isn't a complete list of the rights that you get from the Fair Credit Reporting Act, but I think they're some of the most important. In addition to these rights, the state where you live may have their own consumer credit laws. And it's also important to know that if a credit agency or a company that furnishes your information to a credit agency violates the law, you can seek legal damages in state or federal court. Before we go, I have some big news. I'm launching a new online learning class called Build Better Credit, and the enrollment window opens in June, in just a couple of weeks. If you ever ask yourself, why is my credit score not improving, even though I'm doing everything I can? Or why am I paying such high interest rates on credit cards and loans? How can I get approved for credit accounts when I don't have any credit? What's the right way to deal with old debt so I can build credit? And how do I rebuild credit after going through a financial hardship or a divorce? If you're struggling with anything related to credit, this course is for you. I'm very excited because not only will you learn from video lessons and exercises, but also through exclusive live calls with me. I'm calling them Ask Laura Anything calls. All of this is for less than $100. If you're interested in joining me, you need to let me know by joining the wait list right now. Registration will only be open for a limited time, so getting on the list now ensures you'll have a seat, plus you'll get an early bird discount. So just send me a text message. Text the phrase credit course with no space to the number 33444, or send me an email with credit course in the subject line using my contact page at lauradadams.com. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.